ending the violence and starting a national dialogue. This is what one member of the Syrian legal opposition sees as a way to resolve the ongoing conflict in the country. A delegation representing the Coalition for Peaceful Change came to Moscow to seek advice on ways to launch this dialogue.
Russia supports Syria and its people and plays a direct role against foreign intervention. It has the power to influence Syria's political elite to sit down at a dialogue table.
Coalition for Peaceful Change is represented in the National Assembly of Syria. It says that despite realizing urgent need to end the violence, the government and the opposition are far from reaching an agreement.
The opposition in Syria is divided. One side rejects call for any dialogue and demands that the president steps down. At the same time, the government says it will only talk with those not involved in the violence. The dialogue is necessary, but it hasn't really started yet.
Moscow has been playing its role as a peace mediator in Syria for some time. It has hosted delegations from both the government and the opposition, urging them to follow Kofi Annan's peace plan. But so far, it has failed to bring the two to a dialogue table.
The government seems ready to start talks, but the opposition is split. Some of them are ready, but others demand too many conditions in exchange for talks. If all parties are really interested in ending the conflict and care about their country, they will have to find a reasonable compromise.
And finding this compromise is proving a hard task, with over 100 political parties in Syria and foreign sides with their own agenda in the country, all wanting to have their way. Moscow says its first and foremost task is to convince all fighting sides in Syria to cease fire. The next job would be to make sure that a political dialogue is launched. Moscow believes that talks, however long they may take, are better than a military confrontation, as it only leads to the suffering of civilians. Julia Lyubova, Press TV, Moscow.